Hey, it's Mark Phillips, and I'm next on Tennessee Theater, right here on BEC.
Marty Phillips here. You might know me from Huck Finn. Well, today, I'm here to tell you a story. A little girl put in a special request for this story. A girl from the South. Her name was Laura Marie. She said, I want you to tell a real scary story. So, I naturally won't comply with her wish. So I'm going to tell you a story about a man named Jay Bird. A man named Jay Bird.
As I was a-walking one morning, the pleasure I spied a cowpuncher riding along. His hat was thrown back in his bird was singing. As he approached, he was singing this song. Look behind, I was
Jay Bird and the Stranger.
It's your misfortune and none of my own. Look behind, I owe you long, little doggy. You know I open my
story. Sam Rosen.
Every day you inhale 15,000 quarts of air, all of it polluted. This polluted air contains sulfur dioxide, a chemical linked with chronic bronchitis, carbon monoxide, which in sufficient quantities will kill you. Acrolein, a chemical used in tear gas during World War I. Benzopyrene, which has produced cancer on the skin of mice. Our polluted air also contains unconscionable amounts of dirt and soot. It's come to the point where either you do something about air pollution, or air pollution may do something to you. If you've had your fill of polluted air, send your name and address to Citizens for Clean Air, Box 1 Million, Grand Central Station, New York.
There was once a man, his name was T-Burr. He thought he was just about the only person in the world had a name like that. He was the best shot there was, and couldn't nobody touch him at fighting with a knife. He had the fastest horse and the shiniest boots of anybody around. Jay Bird was a mighty proud of himself. He was always just strutting around in front of folks, bragging about what he could do with a rifle, how fast he was with a knife, or how high his horse could jump. There was never such a man forever and ever more talking about himself. Well, they were not. Jay Bird was sitting in his cabin. He was sharpening his knife. He had a fine piece of emery rock. He was putting the keenest kind of edge to his blade. He was working away hard and steady when in through the door walked a stranger. Jay Bird looked up in surprise.
Why, how, stranger? I never heard you knock.
Don't different doctor. Answered the stranger. He sat in the stool opposite Jaybird. Now that took Jaybird a bad force spell, for he was used to having folks treat him with respect. And over him into his house where I first knock and ask politely could they come in. But he split the time with Chewy, he said.
Well, sir, rest a while then.
I already have. Now that made Jaybird blink his eyes even more. He swallowed right hard. He figured he'd best tell the stranger just who he was. And Jaybird, he sure enough did. He told what a great fighter he was, how far his rifle would shoot, how quick his horse was. Oh, there were hardly a thing Jaybird didn't drag that he could do better than the next feller. When he finished, he tested his knife.
I see you wearing a knife, stranger. Do you want to go with it?
Good enough.
Not as good as I am, I'll wager.
That remains to be seen.
Well, now, there's no better time than the present to show you, tough guy.
The stranger never bothered to answer. Jaybird got his back up for a fact. Oh, he would have to show this fellow some manners, no doubt about it. Why, nobody came charging into his house, uninvited. No challenge Jaybird to a fight without paying for the impudence. Jaybird, he kicked the table and the benches aside. There, in the center of the cabin floor, the two began to circle around each other, careful-like.
But now's your day time, stranger. This is your last move on this earth.
And still the stranger slowly circled Jaybird, and made no move toward the knife inside. The shadows were dancing above the rafters overhead. And outside, a whippoorwill screamed, and the fire on the hearth died down, blood red. Then the stranger grabbed for his knife. But his hand had no sooner reached the handle than Jaybird had his knife out and cut the fellow's head right off without any effort. The head fell to the floor and rolled out of the door.
That hurt me, tough guy.
Jaybird, he went out to the barn to get the long handle shovel. For he aimed to bury that strange old property decent. He dug a bury hole and put the man's body in it. And then he hunted around for the head, and he couldn't find it nowhere. A voice said from under the rose bush,
"I'm over here, Jaybird."
Jaybird, he went and looked under the bush, got down on his hands and knees and felt all around good, but he couldn't find the stranger's head. Then he heard a loud voice call out,
"I'm up here on the roof pole, Jaybird."
Well, Jaybird climbed to the roof pole and hunted all about there, but there weren't a sign of the head anywhere. And then, out of the cornfield, something hollered in a voice as wispy as milkweed down.
"Jaybird! Oh, Jaybird!"
Jaybird, he went and carried out into the field, but it didn't do no good to tramp around there. There was some corn. Well, there wasn't any head there. Jaybird heard it holler and chased him all around. And finally, he gave up in exasperation, for he couldn't find that head nowhere. And so, he went back to his cabin.
Airlines ticket counter.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you give me a dollar for this flub stub, please?
Yes, ma'am. Not many people get a flub stub on Western.
Well, I got one because the stewardess was rude to me.
A Western Airlines stewardess was rude?
Yes, there was a very attractive man on the plane who was paying a lot of attention to me until the stewardess pulled this dirty trick.
Well, what did she do?
She told him she was the stewardess.
Western pays a buck a flub. Western pays.
Next time you fly with Western, see if you can catch a flub. Check the flub stub creed at the Western Airlines ticket counter. Then, if you catch Western flubbing on any of the 8 promises listed, right then and there you can demand a flub stub worth $1 at any Western Airlines ticket counter. Play the flub stub game the Western way. Perfect service or a buck a flub.
Western pays a buck a flub. Western pays a buck.
I'm serious. I'm going.
Well, you can't run away from home on an empty stomach.
I'm not hungry.
Well, let me fix a sandwich. You can take it with you.
Well, Maybe I'll take some more Skinner's potato chips.
Oh, we're all out. But I'm going to the market tomorrow. Can't you wait till then to run away?
No. I won't leave now.
Well, goodbye.
Well, aren't you going to drive me?
D-A-Y-S. That spells Days. Shop at Days Jewelry Stores. Do you know that you could get a color television set for only $549? And for only $100 more, a remote control outfit. That's right. Those color televisions are the best because they're quality handcrafted. So why not stow a stopover at Days? D-A-Y-S. That spells Days. Shop at Days Jewelry Stores. D-A-Y-S, that spells Days. Shop at Days Jewelry Stores. Do you know that you can get a cassette recorder? That's right, a cassette recorder for only $659 with a complete stereo outfit. What Days has to offer is unbelievable, and it's at a low, low price. Why not mosey along down to your New York metropolitan area store and buy a cassette recorder at D-A-Y-S, yes? That spells Days. Shop at Days Jewelry Stores.
Well, next night, Jiva was sitting in his cabin, all alone. I pulled in his car. He'd almost forgotten about the incident with the stranger. But suddenly, he heard something up on the roof. Jiva. Jaybird was the bravest fellow around and about. Everybody knew that. So he didn't pay the voice any mind at all. He'd have enough trouble chasing around the countryside the night before after some fool had. Then he heard something begin to climb down the inside of the chimney. And he called out again. Jaybird! Oh, Jaybird! The cap got as cold as a toad frog's underside. And Jaybird shivered a time or two. Some soot fell down the chimney. Jaybird's eyes went white with fear. He began to load his rifle as fast as he could. Suddenly, two big boots were there in the fireplace, hanging down from inside the chimney. And he knew they was the boots of the stranger he had buried the night before. And then there were two legs hanging there, and then the body of the dead man. And wham! The stranger was standing in the fire before him, without any head. Jaybird started to shake him mightily by then, trembling so hard he couldn't hold the rifle. The stranger walked toward Jaybird, slow step after slow step.
What the hell you want? What you want?
I never even answered Jaybird. It just came out across the floor with its arms reaching out for him. Closer and closer, till it was almost on him. Jaybird screamed out for a second time.
What do you want? What do you want? What the hell do you want?
I want you.
Again, there'll be another summer waiting. We'll be together on the sand. We'll sit and drink.
nice ashtray.
Just a plain old Cinzano ashtray. I've seen him a million times. I mean, Cinzano's the biggest ashtray company in the world, ain't it?
Harry, I'd like the ashtray. It would look nice on my Italian provincial cocktail table.
For heaven's sake, Doris, what do you want me to do? Swipe it?
You don't have to be so crude. I could just slip it in my bag. The restaurant would never miss it.
Oh, all right.
Harry, is the waiter coming?
Come on, take this.
You're making a spectacle.
Pardon me, madam. Can I help you?
No, yes, waiter. Oh, I was just saying to my husband how much I'd like a Cinzano ashtray.
Would you like the Italian sweet or the French dry?
Huh?
Which vermouth would you like, sweet or dry?
Oh. They make vermouth?
If you're one of those people who likes Cinzano ashtrays, you might consider liking Cinzano Italian sweet vermouth or Cinzano French dry vermouth, or both. We do make vermouth. Imported by Shefflin and Company, New York.
Quite close here again. Hope you enjoy our story. You know them all, do you? Braggarts never prosper. Well, next time we're going to have another Tennessee Tall Tales for you. It'll be the story of Leech and the Haunted Cabin. I hope you enjoy it. So until then, it's Marty Phillips for Tennessee Theater saying, see you, dear.
That's Buzz Day, Chapitre's Jewelry Stores. Color television for only $549. Can you believe such a bargain? Yes, Chapitre's. D-A-Y-S. That's Buzz Day's.
This is on Channel 253 in New York City.